Well, there was a couple years there where Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, AB, they were up near, you know, 1,800 yards. Seems like that's been cut way back. Those receivers aren't averaging that much anymore, but yet AB is so far ahead of the pace. Why is he able to keep it up, and it seems like everybody else in the league is falling back?
I'm not paying attention to what everybody else is doing, really not. You know, I'm interested in AB, obviously, and him continuing to grow and get better, and you see him every day working to try to be the best in the world. And, you know, I'm not surprised by the fact of, you know, the results that he's had. But, again, I'll say that's from hard work, determination, a quarterback and a receiver that have a great, great relationship and understanding of each other, and they're able to make it go.
Have you really seen Vance McDonald grow more comfortable in the offense, I mean, despite the injury?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, he'd been around now. You know, he's a Steeler, and those first few, you know, even month that a new guy's here, you just see it with everybody. I mean, you're uncomfortable, and it's not just out here. I mean, they don't know how to get back to their house. You know, there's all sorts of elements that are involved, and just it's human nature to get more comfortable. And you see him understanding what we're trying to do. He knows the people that he's working with much better, you know, forming relationships, all those things that allow you to be your best.
Le'Veon's on pace for a ton of carries. How much do you pay attention to that?
We've talked about this a lot. You know, he's a great back, and that's something that we as a staff talk about a bunch, you know, not just him, but all players. And, you know, it's something that Coach T does a great job of keeping track of.
The years you've been here, not because you say it as the common bond, but just in the last 4 or 5 years, the Steelers have been better in the second half than the first half, which A, could be occurred. You can go 6-2 in the first half this time. That would have been pretty good if you're better in the second half. But has there been a common theme? Is it just they can gel more, but every team in theory do that? Has there been something?
I mean, I just think that you know, it's a process. The season is a process, and the teams that get better continually throughout the process usually have a chance to be successful. You know, ideally you want to start well and continue to get better and be one of the best teams in the league. So, you know, we had the first half of the season is behind us. The way we look at it as an offense is we're 0-0. You know, this is the third quarter of the season for us. We got a 4-game season that starts this week, and you know, against Indy, and we gotta be at our best on the road again. So, you know, we're just trying to get to 1-0.
Is there an encouraging that you did go 6-2 despite having room to grow, and you weren't necessarily your best on offense?
I said it last week. You know, I'm not happy, not content with where we were. You know, we obviously could be better, or could have been better. But you know, when you're 3-1 and 3-1 in the first two quarters, like I said, if you go 3-1 in all four quarters, you got 12 wins, and you're probably talking about home playoff games. So we're just taking it one quarter at a time, one game at a time, and right now we're starting, you know, against a good Indy defense that, you know, is at home very difficult to play against.
So what goes into the process of how do you determine how much you use a no-huddle in a season, or what portion of the season? What goes into that process?
It's just we're a game plan team. You know, each week's a new week for us. I mean, obviously we have our language that we speak. You know, our terminology. We have you know, a library of plays that we work going all the way back to the spring. But each week, you know, we sit down and we game plan against the defense we're playing. So a lot of factors go into making all those decisions, not just no huddle, but, you know, what runs we're going to run, what passes we're going to run, what play actions, you know, and then situational football. So, you know, we just plan each and every week, and what we believe gives us the best chance to win that particular week is what we try to do.
Tight end, one position in particular you want to get more production out of, not only from, you know, receiving standpoint, but from blocking?
We ask so much of our tight ends. You know, first and foremost, they got to be good blockers. And and we got a good group that's working hard and into it, and it's given us a chance to have some very productive, not only run days, rushing days, but also help be a part of pretty good protection at this point. So, you know, they're doing a good job, and like every other position, they're growing and improving and evolving, and that's what we need.
Studying the Colts, what stands out about the defense?
They have a very good understanding of team defense. They got a lot of guys that are playing hard every single snap, you know, starting with Jabal, you know, who we've seen a number of different places, but he's having production. He's getting to the quarterback, not only in sacks, but in hits. And probably if I had to say one thing stands out the most, it's they're getting a lot of hits on the quarterback. They may not end up as sacks, but those hits obviously are things we're trying to avoid and stay away from. So going into this game from a passing standpoint, we've got to keep Ben clean.
Does the abrupt departure of Vontae Davis help any game planning for you, anything at all?
That's hard to say. He's been a very good player against us. You know, we in some ways it's more difficult because we knew if he were playing, he generally would match up with AB, and that at least gives us an understanding going into the game. But obviously, those are things we got to figure out every week. You know, that we don't necessarily know going into every opponent we play. But you know, that's kind of where we are. But you know, we're getting ready for the guys that are there, and we know some of them, we know some of them a lot better than we know others. But we got to be ready.
Todd, what have you seen out of Martavis this week?
I thought last week and this week, you know, he's been very good. You know, and as I said, you know, I worry about the guys on the field and coaching them. I don't worry about the off the field stuff. And he's a guy that since he's been back, he's working hard. He's very coachable. He's trying to get better every day. He's listening to Coach Mann. He's listening to me. He's listening to Ben and all the little coaching points and subtleties that go on. And I thought these were another two good weeks for him, and expecting his best.
Victor on Monday referenced Ben as a point guard. And he said he's talked to him about, you know, running it as opposed to being the guy that makes the play. Is that a next step in evolution? Is that because of the talent around him?
I think every great quarterback's got to be the point guard. I mean, obviously it's a different game. You know, in basketball, you're passing it, and in football, you're really passing it. You know, but in football, you got to make a number of other decisions. You know, as far as the run game goes, we have checks that go run to run, run to pass, pass to run. There's a lot of decisions that got to be made, and generally, at least the quarterbacks I've been around, Ben, Kurt Warner, you know. When they're off the football field and you watch them play basketball, they're pretty good basketball players, and they're generally running the show. So, you know, he's got all the characteristics of being an elite guy, and that's what he is.
He had said yesterday he thinks this is maybe his best year between the years.
Well, that's good. He's doing a great job, and we put a lot on his plate every week. You know, there's a lot that people don't know that is going on a down in and down out basis that we count on him to make good decisions, and that's what he's doing. So
he's having a good year as he thinks he is.
I'll say it again. Each and every year I've been here, even though statistically right now it's not showing, the guy has looked like he's grown every single year to me as a player.